I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. Prominent Chinese journalist Gao Yu is scheduled to go on trial Friday at a court in Beijing, charged with leaking state secrets overseas. Following her arrest in April, Gao appeared on Chinese state television, apparently confessing to obtaining a Communist Party document and sharing it with a foreign news organization. The item in question is document number 9, which warns party members against universal values, civil society, and a free press. A U.S.-based Chinese language website, Mingjing, published an article about it. The Guardian newspaper reports that the publisher of Mingjing said the document was not obtained through Gao, but was widely available from other sources. If Gao is found guilty, she will be sent to prison for the third time. Bob Dietz is the Asia coordinator for the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists. He tells me about the legal case facing Gao and the media climate under Chinese President Xi Jinping.
The charges are foolish or ridiculous. I think what you're seeing is an accelerated crackdown on journalists, especially those who want to reveal the internal workings of the government. Under the Xi Jinping government, we've just seen this accelerate, this repression that just keeps the thing from moving ahead at all. Journalism before Xi and after Xi are two different beasts in China at this point. At one point, there was space and room for journalists to work as journalists, but it's been completely repressed and suppressed at this point by Xi.
The document that Gao has been accused of leaking, this document number 9, what was contained in that you know, so upset authorities?
It was the government's plan or directive on how to combat what it sees as Western interference in its media sector and in its broader civil society as well. There were several points. One is a rejection of this concept of universal human rights or universal values, the promotion of democracy, the free dissemination of information. They were all seen as tendencies that had to be combated, especially in the media. And it was written for upper echelon government members and policymakers, really, to adapt. The fact that it was made public, especially when it was sent out of the country to a magazine published in the United States, I think that really set off the anger and really raised the ire of the government. And I think Gao is facing a very difficult situation here.
Now, Gao was recorded. She made a confession.
Yes.
And she said that this was made under duress.
Yes.
What is known about the duress?
I don't know if there was any physical duress, although I'm sure she wasn't being held in comfortable conditions. But they were threatening, she has a son, and they were threatening to somehow rope him into this situation as well and to make him suffer for what Gao had done. I empathize with that, that being a father and having children. And I think you just have to understand that that's the way the government works at times, especially when it wants to put on something that's really beginning to approach the level of a show trial in terms of this is what we're going to do to people who go against our will under this new government.
Is it known how much access Gao has had to a legal counsel during the past few months?
I think it's been totally restricted or highly limited, and that's not unique to Gao. Most of the cases we see of journalists or human rights activists, their attorneys have very, very, very limited access to them, sometimes only the day before the trial, sometimes only walking into the courtroom and seeing the person for the first time ever when the trial is about to start. That's a pattern that we've seen for a long time. You know, allowing people to have an attorney kind of puts a gloss on the situation of saying, oh, you know, this is representation and this is a bona fide legal system. But in fact, it's everything stacked in the government's favor and nothing in the favor of the person who's on trial.
Bob Dietz of the Committee to Protect Journalists. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.